Time for our local hero spotlight with Phil Corman from CISA, the local hero folks, and Kyle Kielbasa from Kielbasa Orchards, Bay Road and Hadley. You grow kielbasa?
No, just apples.
Is it spelled the same way?
It is.
Your whole life, do people make like jokes about that?
Yeah, it comes with the territory. It's right. Just... Yeah.
It's proud to be Polish, yeah. Right?
So yeah. It's obviously Polish, and you know everybody thinks of kielbasa as Polish sausage. What does that word mean, though? Does it mean something that, you know, my last name means beautiful mountain in Italian. Does kielbasa mean something in Polish?
No, we assume that we just were butchers or something back in the day. We don't know really where it came from, as far as my generation has looked back, though. So.
Do you like the food kielbasa, or do you resent it?
Oh, no, I know. It's pretty good stuff.
Yeah, it is pretty good. Too bad you can't grow it on trees.
We haven't pulled that off yet.
It's like the great spaghetti harvest.
Yeah, you know, how many kielbasas have you seeded into the ground without success?
I know. But Kyle, you're an orchardist and you're growing apples. It's the height of apple season right now. This is a historic family farm for you. Who started your farm and when?
My grandfather and his brother, my uncle, they both planted an orchard about a couple acres behind their houses. You know, growing was kind of a family tradition. My great-grandfather came over from Poland, and he worked in the south part of Amherst as a grower for, I believe, the Crickets. My grandfather, he worked for that farm, then worked for Howard Atkins, and then when he retired, he planted the orchards that we work now with his brother.
But so, the first one was a failure because he tried to plant the kielbasa. Then he went and was like, I'll just go with what I know, which is apples.
Yep.
So your grandfather's retirement orchard is now your orchard where you're making some of your living from your orchard. So how is that for you, knowing that the orchard may never be the size that could totally sustain you, and at the same time, you know, you want it to be part of your income forever and ever? That balancing act.
That balancing act, the challenge of, you know, it goes through my mind more than once a day. It's really our orchard as it's a family thing. It's a constant battle that we're trying to work out what makes sense. Do I work more part-time, less part-time for something else? So yeah, I mean, it is definitely a challenge, but I mean, each year that the farm goes on, it's a lot of gratitude that, you know, we've kept it going, so.
So the orchard is on your sleeve, but the other part-time work's on your back.
Yeah.
It's you want to turn around so much?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Axiom Landscape Home Improvement. Okay, yeah. Shameless plug. Good. But that's what you do with most of your time, right?
And I got lucky enough to get the day off. I mean, I have an employer that she helps work with me as a local farmer.
That's an interesting thing, too, that other right. community members view this as an important thing to do and help to support that amidst other professions that people are pursuing simultaneously. What would need to happen for this to be a full-time pursuit for you?
If there was no risk in farming, if the weather was perfect, it would be just barely sustainable as far as I see it right now.
Right.
I'm pretty new at this, only about 6-7 years, so I'm still kind of learning too.
Now, did you grow up around this orchard?
Oh, yeah. No, yeah. I mean, I've done this before I have memory. It's, yeah. That's what we do.
Well, the apple doesn't fall.
Oh, yeah, right. Fall far from the kielbasa. Kielbasa Orchards on Bay Road in Hadley, and Kyle Kielbasa here. One positive thing, though, is that you've been working with UMass Dining. How have they reached out to you?
So that's a really cool story. I was a student at UMass and actually worked for the Dining Commons. And I had saw a little sticker on the back of the truck saying buy local. And I was mumbling to myself, yeah, buy kielbasa or apples. And the woman in procurement is right there. And we built a relationship, and I've been selling directly to UMass. And really, I mean, UMass Dining has really allowed us to stay a farm.
How much do you sell to UMass Dining?
About 50% of our total volume would go to UMass.
Wow. How many apples are in a bushel?
Over 60.
Over 60. Okay.
Yeah.
An orchardist would know this kind of basic what you hear about 50 bushels of apples. I'm like, I don't even know how many that is. Is it 8?
What kind of apples do we have today?
Yeah.
Max are coming to an end, and then Cortlands and Macallans, which Macallans are kind of our prize apple.
I love Macallans. They're my favorite, I have to be honest.
Yeah, Macallans are great. I am sold on the Honeycrisp, though. We got them in the ground. But
are they now your favorite?
Honeycrisp, yes.
Well, really interesting, because I love Honeycrisp, too. A little sweeter than most apples.
Right.
A lot of people that I know that grow apples are like people that make ice cream. Their favorite ice cream is vanilla, and it's like the gold standard of, you know, if you make a good vanilla, you make a good ice cream. You make a good Macintosh, you make a good apple.
But yeah, we have a lot of folks from Chicopee that feel that way about Cortland. So
don't mess with Chicopee.
Yep.
It's the Cortland Macintosh dividing line, like the Sharks and the Jets.
Yep.
Which one am I eating right now? Can you tell by just looking at it?
Oh, yeah, that's a Macallan.
Macallans look almost like they could be Macintosh.
Yeah.
But they taste different. I'm not a huge Macintosh fan. Yeah, I'm more of a PC guy.
Hello, I'm a Mac.
And I'm a PC.
Kyle Kielbasa making his kielbasa apples, and they taste delicious. Put a little mustard on them, put them in a bun, have them outside Fenway. No, making apples not made of meat. Kielbasa Orchards, Bay Road in Hadley. Bill Corman from CISA, the local hero. Folks, don't forget Taste the View. Next week, a big fundraiser for CISA. Some tickets still available. Friday, September 23rd, buylocalfood.org.